For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson. The public has until September 9th to submit questions or comments concerning a master plan variance to open additional ATV-UTV routes and trails and establish a permanent snowmobile trail within the Willow Flowage Scenic Waters area. Ken Krall has more.
Located in western Oneida County, the Willow Flowage Scenic Waters area is a reservoir that includes 73 miles of shoreline, almost all undeveloped, 106 islands, and 7 boat landings. Willow Flowage Scenic Waters area property manager for the DNR is Adam Wallace, who outlines the proposal, which includes north and south segments.
The north segment would allow ATV, UTVs on an approximate 1 mile stretch of road already open to street licensed vehicles. That is up in the Manhart Road area. The other segment proposed is the south segment, is a connector trail from Iron Gate Road over to McCord Road. And this is approximately 1.3 miles long and is on existing closed forest road.
A short portion of the north segment would require nearby landowners to grant permission. The public can review the draft variants, associated maps, and submit comments on the DNR website. We have a link at WXPR.org. Questions or comments can also be sent to Adam Wallace's email at adam.wallace@wisconsin.gov. or write to his office at the DNR station at Highway J near Woodruff. Ken Krall, WXPR News.
Police arrested a sleeping man with a gun Sunday morning at Wausau School Forest. Mike Leichner explains.
The unidentified man was taken into custody Sunday morning after authorities were tipped off by a passerby that he was sleeping in the driveway of the facility just off County Road Double K, south of Wausau. It's unclear at this time if he was just sleeping one off or if there were other motives, but we do know he had a handgun at the time of his arrest. No students were present at the time of the incident.
That was Mike Leichner reporting. Officials with the Wausau School District said they would have no comment, and authorities have not released the man's name. It is unclear if charges will be filed. Searchers have recovered the body of a man missing in the waters of Marathon County's Lake Dubay. In a Facebook post, the Marathon County Sheriff's Office and the DNR identified the man as 21-year-old Jesse Buchanan of Marshfield. Buchanan had been missing in the lake since Friday evening. A call to the Marathon County Dispatch Center said he had jumped from a boat and had not resurfaced. The caller also said Buchanan could not swim. Searchers used sonar equipment and found Buchanan's body at 2:45 Sunday afternoon. Divers then recovered the victim's remains. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and the Marathon County Sheriff's Office are working together on the investigation. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says progress is being made to clear up backlog of sexual assault test kits. In an interview last week with WXPR, Call says all sexual assault kits designated for testing have been tested.
We are in the process of following up on cases where there was a DNA match or other foreign DNA identified in the kits. Those cases continue to move forward, and it's vital that they do.
He says survivors have waited a long time for justice. Call says those cases are ones where a person has done a violent crime and has gone unprosecuted. As of August 19th, 1,087 kits with foreign DNA identified have been added to the National Database of DNA Profiles. A second initiative finds the department and the Wisconsin Coalition Against Sexual Assault partnering to place billboards for sexual assault victim services in 29 counties, many of which are Wisconsin's most rural counties.
And the billboards are working to raise awareness about where survivors of sexual assault, as well as their friends and family members, can reach out to get support. The billboards have a number that people can call.
Call says, especially in rural areas, survivors and families don't always know where to get help. Call thinks the billboards will be effective and will be displayed through October. Billboards will be up in Oneida, Vilas, Lincoln, Langlade, and Iron counties. More than a dozen dams throughout the Northwoods control water levels on lakes and chains. I dug into what goes into maintaining levels on the Eagle River chain. Mark Grove has owned a home on the Eagle River chain for nearly 20 years.
I mean, the chain is such a big piece of our tourism.
Like the hundreds of people who own homes on the chain, Mark knows that dams are responsible for maintaining the water level, but not much beyond that.
A lot of people have been by here and wondered, well, what is that dam over there? Is that what's holding back the water? Is that what's preventing us from getting flooded? How do they do that?
That led him to a meeting with Leah Van Zyl with WEC Energy Group. It's the holding group for WPS that owns and operates Otter Rapids Dam on the Wisconsin River.
They can maintain the dams, lower and raise the gates at any time.
Otter Rapids Dam produces enough energy for about 325 homes.
While not large on the scale,
it's one of 17 operated by WPS throughout north central Wisconsin.
When you add them all up, it really is an important part of our plan to produce clean energy for our future, for our customers.
WPS maintains the water levels according to levels set by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, often referred to as FERC.
We are always adjusting and monitoring what we need to monitor to keep within the operating guidelines.
With every major water adjustment comes a safety warning. The part of the river near Otter Rapids Dam is open to kayakers, fishermen, or anyone who wants to get out and enjoy nature.
It is very beautiful and serene. It's even, you know, it's kind of pleasant hearing some of that water flow. Just remember, if you're enjoying the river, that it can become dangerous.
The safety part of it was most important to me. I didn't realize there were alarms and things that go off when they, because I could see where the rapids could, you know, if they're letting a lot of water out when there's a lot of rain, that could be troublesome for kayakers.
Mark Groth was fascinated by what he learned about maintaining the Eagle River chain.
Holds back 12 vertical feet of water, wow.
And is excited to bring that knowledge back to his neighbors. Your forecast for tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly cloudy with a low around 59. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers late in the day with a high near 80. Wednesday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the morning, mostly cloudy with a high near 83. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 78. For WXPR, I'm Katie Thorson.